Iowa's Best Country, Kicks 101.1. Jonathan Knight, Malia Jean, it is the morning Kickstar.
Joining us in the studio is Joe Carter with Marshalltown Company, and he's here to talk about the four-passenger solar car that has been developed by ISU students. Thank you, Joe.
That's right, four-passenger, you got it.
That's so cool. So tell us about the project and what's going to be going on this Saturday.
Well, I tell you, if these are the millennials we get to have run our universe, we're going to be in great shape. But these young people at Iowa State have done a phenomenal job. 28 years after building their first car, all of these other previous cars, being cars that had just a driver, position for the driver, that was it, couldn't carry any luggage, that sort of thing, and they got tired of people asking the question, can I buy one of these? Could I put it on the road? Could I drive it? And the answer is no. It only had three wheels, didn't have headlights, didn't have taillights, no turn signals, anything like that. Just wasn't drivable, wasn't road ready.
Okay.
And so 2 years ago, these students on their own decided, hey, we're going to build a car that is going to change the paradigm of transportation in the world.
Wow.
And they've done it.
Nice.
They've got a car that they're running through all 99 counties in the state of Iowa, something they're calling Sunrun. And the beautiful thing is they finish up, their final day is in Marshalltown, Iowa. They'll end up at the Iowa Speedway in Newton that evening for the big ethanol 400, corn 400, whatever they call it these days. But they're
That's
in
the E15 250. Just to clarify.
Oh, thank you. I don't know my racing.
That's okay.
But I do know these students, and this is a phenomenal experience. So we're lucky to have them here on their final day of the tour on the morning of Saturday, June 24th, at the courthouse. There'll be opportunities to see the car, touch the car, feel the car, even opportunities to get a ride in the car around the courthouse.
So is this car, you said it's going to all the 99 different counties. Is it driving to these counties or is it being trailered or how is that working out?
Yeah, a lot of it will be trailered because obviously a lot of miles to put on that car and they don't want to give it that sort of a test, but they do want to be driving it and running it at each one of their spots that they're stopping in. And so that's a big part of what they're trying to do to make certain this is ready for, because they're the big deal is to run the road race in Australia, first time ever off the continent.
Nice.
In October, early October, they will run down through the heart of Australia from north to south. And that's their world solar competition that they're going after.
And that's been going on for a lot of years, hasn't it? The race in Australia?
I'm not certain exactly. I'm not an expert on the
Australian. Well, I know I've heard about it over the years more than once, that big solar race. I mean, where else in the world could you have such consistent sunshine to run a solar race than in the Outback?
But so really important question, too. Does it have cup holders? I mean, you know.
Well, you know, the nice thing is, you can drive it through McDonald's drive-thru, no problem.
Okay.
But the even better part is it will have this huge computer screen. So you'll be able to hook up to all your technology. So if you want to listen to Kicks 101.1, no problem in that car. Earlier versions, no way could you get the radio station.
That's
on
right.
Today's version, absolutely.
Awesome. You can download that app onto your solar car. Just go to our website. Don't while you're driving.
So there's a whole slew of things going on with the car showing up. Now there's going to be live music, food, arts and crafts. Where can people go to get information about what's going to be happening this Saturday?
Oh, boy. You know, I wish I was was better at all that. But there is we've got a Facebook site, marshalltown.com/solar.
Oh, okay. Well, that'll do it.
Is another spot
Absolutely.
That you can go. We've got an ad in the Times Republican that's running, and we've had the electronic billboard on Center Street.
Yeah.
And
I also have this awesome video that you starred in that I'm going to be sharing on our Facebook page here in just a little bit.
Fantastic. Our our videographer and all our folks at Marshalltown just absolutely make me look fantastic.
It is a great video.
They do all the work and have done a phenomenal job. We've even got mini solar cars.
Oh.
So our people are prepped to help young people put together their own mini solar car, free of charge, that they can take home. We'll have a bunch of those and be able to race those down the main center walkway at the courthouse.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. All right. Well, you know, I got something to do on Saturday afternoon, but Saturday morning I will be at the courthouse. That's going to be so much fun. So the solar car on the square, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday at Marshall County Courthouse in Marshalltown. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.